Hey, everybody, and welcome back. This is Amanda Moxley, your hostess with the mostest, and I have brought together a handful of my super successful six- and seven-figure girlfriends from all around the world, from all these different countries, to really let you in on exactly what we did to catapult ourselves from where you may be now to having a profitable business and lifestyle that we used to only dream about. And I've asked them to share with me, you know, spill all the goods and all the secrets because, you know, a lot of times you'll look at successful people and you'll think, oh, they just are so much more special than me, or they know so much more. It's just because of this or that. And we just want you to know that we're just like you. We're just a few steps ahead of you at this point and in some areas of our life, right? Maybe not in all areas. We're just here to really spill our secrets, the good, the bad, and the truly heinous, to make it 25th you pop your biz. And I have Jen August on the line. Hi, Jen.
Hey.
She's already pumped up. She's so fun. And I met Jen a couple years ago at a retreat, networking retreat in California. And I'll go ahead and share her her bio in a second. But if it's your first day tuning into the summit, I am Amanda Moxley, if you haven't caught that yet. And what I do is I teach women how to end their money drama and then create profitable, portable, and playful businesses. I just finished my book. I wrote my book called End Your Money Drama. And And so I'm really excited about that. I know, Jen, you're an author as well as of late.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations on you, too. Woo-hoo.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been wanting to do it for so many years, and I finally took my own advice, and JFDI just effing did it. Mm-hmm. Walk your talk. Let me go ahead and introduce Jen. So Jen August is an internationally recognized speaker, a business hypnotherapist, and success coach, specializing in helping people remove their blocks to allowing money to flow into their lives. Yeah. Her patented hypnotherapy process has gained her recognition as one of the world's leading experts in removing subconscious blocks to business success. Her process has helped her clients double, triple, and quadruple their income and relieve fear, doubt, and feelings of unworthiness. As a creator of a global association called Women's Success Tribe, Jen gets to support business women all over the world to have a community where they can build profitable businesses, or actually profitable business connections that last and be prospered for their gifts and their talents. So amazing, Jen! Congratulations on all your awesomeness. I'm so happy you're here.
Right back at you. It takes an awesome to know an awesome.
Oh yeah. So Jen is, like, really hilarious and super fun, so get ready for a really good time here. All right, so let's go in and just tell us about your story. Share with us a little bit about who you are and how you popped your biz.
Well, once upon a time, there was a little girl named Jen August, and she was raised by two crazy people called Mom and Dad, and like most people who have Earth parents, they created lots of wonderful things in me and lots of doubt and fear in me because that was the path. And that doubt and fear and not feelings of not good enough blocked me from my success for a really long time until I decided that I was going to find out what was blocking me, because I had one part of me that was like, Jen, you rock. And another part of me was like, Jen, you suck. And I'm like, okay. I've got to create peace in my own space. And seriously, when I was little, I remember seeing my mom took a photography class, and she took a picture of a man eating out of a garbage can in an alley. And I grew up with, kind of middle class in Southern California, and I had never seen a homeless person before. And I remember as a little girl thinking and knowing that everybody is worthy and valuable, and why would one person be eating out of a garbage can while another person was, you know, making multi-millions of dollars, which created the question in me, why do some people fail and why do some people thrive? And it wasn't until I started my own business that I was faced with that, having to solve that question for myself and with my struggling business. And if I didn't solve what was struggling my business, I was going to have to move home with mom and get matching PJs and watch movies with her on Saturday night, which I didn't want to do, although I really love my mom. And you know that feeling of being just so stuck and having no money come in and just feeling just so desperate. Well, I hit that point one morning when I woke up just, and, you know, you forget about what's happening for a few seconds when you wake up and then it hits you. And this one morning I woke up and I remembered that I had no business as usual and I was running out of credit card room because I was living off my credit cards. And I remember just throwing my hands in the air and saying, universe, please help. And then that next day, I ended up going to a friend's book signing party, which I wasn't going to go to because I didn't feel like celebrating other people's success when I felt like such. But I thought, I don't want to be that person. And I ended up going to a party and meeting this person named Alan. And I said, I was helping my friend who was having the book signing party work on a film, which helping him with characters and stuff. And it's a film called Dog Dance. It's already out. But I remember talking to this man, Alan, and saying, you know, I love those movies where people have a challenge and then they break through and then they're powerful. And he's like, well, that's what I do. I said, you make movies? He said, no, I'm a hypnotherapist. And then he said the sentence that changed my life forever. He said, and I help people edit the movie in their minds to have a happy ending. So I worked with Alan, this hypnotherapist, and it completely cleared my feelings of unworthiness and all the icky stuff that I thought was me, so that I could see my value, charge what I was worth, and then my business just tripled. And then I decided to become a hypnotherapist, specifically helping women remove their blocks so their business rocks. So that's my story in a nutshell.
Oh, that's a good nutshell. So then, yeah, so really the hypnotherapy, that really, I haven't really done it. So that's a total game changer, huh? You just go in there and then you're able to tap out or release those subconscious blocks, and then is that what goes on? Is that how it happens?
Well, first of all, like, I remember before I knew anything about hypnosis, I was just like, oh, my God, people control your mind. They make you walk like a chicken. And what I discovered when I studied hypnotherapy was what hypnotherapy is, it's actually deprogramming or dehypnotizing people from the negative thoughts, concepts, and beliefs that they have in them from other people. So I had lots of thoughts about myself being worthless and being – they never caught that I was dyslexic and ADD, so I really struggled in school. And I just had all these negative beliefs about myself that were clogging my ability to see my value and to let myself be paid and let myself be happy, be loved. And it's like a fancy filing system. Like, you know, we have these beliefs – like, our soul is like the sun or a light, and then our programming is like the stained glass, you know. So if we're shining our light through, you know, the stained glass or like a film, you know, or like a movie that isn't true, it feels really painful because it's not true to who we are, but it's what we know. So I had to clear all the negative beliefs about myself and choose to run my energy and my beliefs through what felt good to me, which was that, you know, I am worthy. Everybody's worthy. We all deserve success. And so that was what a game changer for me was, to realize I wasn't all the icky goo negative energy that I was living in, and then to discover my passion to help other people, you know, get themselves back from the negative programming so that they could really shine their light and attract everything they're meant to have.
So awesome. People have those blocks, you know, that block them. So what would you say for you in your business, like, since you've, like, overcome those blocks, like, and so it sounds like you're on the other side, but maybe do you still have blocks, or do you still feel like, I'm sure you don't, just kidding. But do you feel like, you know, like, you know, things don't go well, or, you know, I guess I would say, what in your business, what has been like the truly heinous or your biggest failure? Because I know you got a chuckle on that one. So, you know, what would you say?
Well,
wanting
you know,
business, but, you know, you make it look so easy. Oh, I just got, you know, break it down for us.
Well, there's a fundamental belief that I reached after working with thousands of women entrepreneurs, and the fundamental belief and knowing is that I know that the core of every single person is beautiful and powerful and unstoppable. And in fact, I believe we each come in with an encoded passion of what we are meant to do here and how we're meant to serve. And so, you know, what was a failure to me, and I believe our biggest pain and struggle is meant to be transformed into our biggest gifts, was my biggest failure or my biggest betrayal of myself for years, and I'm not mad at myself about it, was believing other people's ideas about who I am and comparing myself and trying to live up to other people's ideas. And what I know is that each one of us, no matter who raised we were raised or what actual culture we were raised in, each one of us has our own natural culture. And when we stop trying to get approval, which I was trying to for years, from the outside world and start self-approving and having self-ownership about what's true to ourselves, then we become powerful. Because, you know, I wrote something on Facebook. I did this little post that said, you know, you're never going to get approval from the person you long to get approval for because they're too busy trying to get approval from the person they long to get approval from. So So I think my failure was trying to be something that I thought would receive love. And we're trained to do that as little kids anyway. It's like, what dance do you have to do to be loved and to be fed? But when we begin to take full responsibility for our happiness and success, we have to raise ourselves and take care of ourselves and love ourselves. So my biggest failure was beating myself up with the idea of other people's success and happiness, as opposed to being like, okay, you know, there's a great quote that was like, it's not the cards you're dealt, it's how you play them. So I realized, like, you know, like, and what I love helping people reset, like for me, I was like, I'm ADD, I'm dyslexic, I struggle, I can't have this because of these challenges and these problems. And I would bust myself and be like, well, that's crock-a-poo right there, because, you know, how. And then I started asking myself the questions of, you know, clearing my blocks, my subconscious and conscious beliefs about myself, and starting to say, well, if I was an all-powerful being that created ADD and dyslexia for my highest good, how could it serve me? And I was like, oh, well, it can serve me because I can understand whether someone's ADD or dyslexic. I really know what it's like to feel stuck, feel lost, feel overwhelmed and frustrated. So now I could relate to my clients in a way better way. And ironically, you know, I've been able to create organizational systems that help people succeed. How is that possible? Because often our biggest challenges create the questions we need to ask to help people that are struggling just like we are. So
yeah.
I think the most painful thing for any human being is to die with their music in them. And I think for years, I spent a lot of time trying to be something I thought I needed to be, and thank God I was able to wake up my conscious and subconscious mind to, oh, my God, I'm here to be me, and no one else is an expert on being me but me, so why am I listening to these jerks?
Yeah, so true. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So I love what you said, you know, like you're trying to get approval from someone, but they're too busy trying to get approval from someone else. And really, it's about you approving you.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good. Okay, cool. So what would you say, like, what kind of daily practice do you have? Because it sounds like just like all of us, you know, you've had these struggles and, like, you know, put things put on you, et cetera. So what would you say, what is your daily practice?
Well, I think one of the things that I committed to a long, long time ago, because I know what happens when I don't, is knowing that we all have an inner child that has needs, and it's easy to ignore those needs when you're an entrepreneur, which is our inner child needs to be loved and be validated, and it needs to play. She needs to play. She needs to create. She needs to feel like there's that she matters, right? So so one of the things that I've committed to is what I call daily happiness, meaning I choose to look at every day like its own universe, and I say, well, what do I need to give myself on this day to feel like it was my day, you know? And so for me, every day I need to, you know, take care of my body, you know, I need to, you know, connect with the people that I love, I need to be creative, I need to I need to be in service to other human beings. And it doesn't have to be a massive project every day. It's just there's certain things that I have to give myself on a daily basis so that I feel validated internally. So because as entrepreneurs, it's our job to go out and validate and support. And if we're looking for validation, then we're not able to really support people. So I am a self-validation unit so that when it's time to go out and support people, I feel filled up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I love it. And so you validate yourself. You do your little daily happiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the little things. It is about loving up. Like I call it the WC, the wounded child, or, you know, or maybe we'll just call it PC, the playful child. And mm-hmm. that's totally in alignment with what I share. So cool. I love it. I love how you bring that up first and foremost. Okay, cool. And so what would you say, like, if you were to go back, like, help the ladies listening and the maybe some gents listening, like, what are some really good nuggets to help them pop their biz?
Well, I think part of it is choosing to fall in love with the process and choosing to get, because it's easy to get into, like, a negative fantasy and say, oh, I should be here, or look at that person, look at they, you know, and really keep your eye on your own ball and say, how can I fall in love with the process of building this business? And I don't know who said this quote, but it's kind of like when you get there, you realize there's no there. So if you're able to have your daily happiness and do the steps you need to do to grow your business, And not get lost in the negative fantasy of, oh, I should be somewhere else. You know, we can only create in present time. So really one of the things is how can you be in abundant present time and loving whatever is and seeing how you can turn whatever is, whether it's positive or negative happening, into something that can benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I always say, when in doubt or don't complain, innovate. You know, like if there's something in the way then and you can't find a way, then invent a way, create a way. And, you know, use your brain, give your brain clear assignments, not assignments like, oh, I suck, tell me all the ways I suck, because we're programmed to pick on ourselves. But, okay, brain, how can I – this is one of my favorite questions I ask my brain all the time. I always train my clients to, like, really consciously put your brain to work. I say, okay, brain, how can I have way more fun helping way more people and making way more money? Mm-hmm. And my brain will come up with ideas. Actually, Women's Success Tribe, the networking organization, came out of that inquiry. So the nugget I would say is if you're telling your brain it's hard and it's impossible, your brain will do everything it can to prove to you you're right. But if you ask your brain, how can I do this? Then you'll mm-hmm. start getting actionable steps instead of, you know, you want to create open-ended questions so you can get answers instead of why is it so hard for me and, you know, easy for other people. And your brain will look for all the reasons why, you know, to prove that you're right because you gave it an assignment to prove you're right. So asking your brain questions so you can get actionable steps from it.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so simple and so important. Like, exactly. It'll look for ways. All right. So what other do you have for us to pop our biz? Obviously, talking to our brain intelligently, you know, because they say that we repeat the same thoughts over and over and over and over again. And
yes.
So no wonder we're not getting different results because we're creating the same thing. So this is really important. Talk to your brain. How can I have way more fun helping way more people and making way more money?
Yes. Yes. So the other steps are, it's a really good idea to just sit down and have an assessment of your business and look at your business in the four parts of your business, which is attracting clients, you know, getting the sale, delivering, and then operations or harmonizing. And I always add into that create. There's like you have to, you know, there's always time that you have to create. You have to create copy. You have to create. So I break that down into five steps, which is create, attract, invite, deliver, and harmonize. So those are the five steps I always teach
my
clients.
Create, attract, deliver.
Create, attract, invite, because attracting is the marketing. Inviting is actually, you know, the opt-in page or the sales conversation. Mm-hmm. Invite, and then deliver, and then harmonize. And harmonize is your operations and taking care of yourself. It's they're you know, of course, because if we don't take care of ourselves, we don't have anything to offer. So just sitting down with each part of your business and looking at if you have a mindset block or a method block. Now, a mindset block is I'm not who am I to, or you know, a negative emotion or feeling, and a method block is I simply don't know how to have sales conversations. Like it's something structural. So if you go through your business and you look at all the mindset and the methods, and if you're not making the money that you want, having the impact you want, having the fulfillment you want, there's a mindset or method block or both at different areas of your business. So then when you find your block, then your goal is to how can I solve this? Can I solve mm-hmm. this myself? Do I need help? Do I need support? And Amanda and I, and those of us who you know, have been growing our business for a long time can vouch for the fact that sometimes your answer is you need to hire a coach or buy a program or product because you don't want to be reinventing the wheel.
Right. Exactly. And sometimes you don't even know you're blocked. Like, you can't even see it. You know, you think you're doing everything right, but, like, you have a blind spot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love this. So you really, you know, to pop your biz, she's saying, you know, Jen's saying, have an assessment of your business. And, like, how do you like, on a daily basis assess, or is it a weekly, like, what kind of system do you have set up for that assessment?
Well, you know, there's the creating what I call a success vision, which is your emotional target. How do you want to feel? And, like, you know, how much money you want to be make? Do you want to be working one-on-one in a group with a team by yourself? You know, so there's, like, the vision and then the emotions around the vision and then the actual structural manifestation of that vision, and then you put it on the timeline and say, okay, I want that in 6 months or I want that in a year, and then you take it and you break it down because you love your brain, and your brain cannot handle, if it sees a giant list of things to do, it's just going to try to do them all because that's how capable the brain is. It can open a million files at once. But you, as a human being, we can't do more than one thing at a time, and that creates overwhelm. So what I recommend is you have your goal, your success vision, you give it a date, and you work backwards. And then what I always tell my clients to do in the organizational system I teach them is that you sit down at the beginning of every week, and you empty your brain into the different categories of your business and your life. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time we're overwhelmed because we're our brain, it's like our inbox is full. So, of course, it's like trying to ask someone to juggle when they already are carrying, like, a bag of groceries in both arms, you know. Yeah. So you sit down and you plan, you know. You sit down and you say, okay, you know, I'm going to empty my brain of all the ideas, all the concepts, all the things I need to do. So they're out of my brain. And then I'm going to plan, look at my week. What do I need to do this week? And then what do I need to do on a daily basis, you know, and then it's when you hit overwhelm, you look at your map or your plan, and then you empty your brain again and then recalibrate based on the fact that as human beings, we can only do one thing at a time well. And the more things we add, it more degrades our results.
Yep. Totally. Okay, cool. So you really, okay, cool. So any other tips to help these gals pop their biz?
Well, I would have to say is what the concept I call self-central, which is putting yourself at the center of your life and your business. Because we weren't given a map of our greatest success and says you have to, you know, go through this person and that person. So, you know, treating yourself like the queen that you are, even if you don't totally you're not ready to own it, you know, be open to owning the fact that you're the only one that could do the work that you are here to do on the planet, and really making yourself the sovereign nation and the queen of your experience and putting yourself in the center as that. And it's self-central, meaning I'm so committed to my mission. I'm willing to take excellent care of myself so that I can serve myself and others. Because one of the people we came here to serve is ourselves.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah. You're a sovereign nation, and really that self-care, you've got to take care and love yourself and protect your energy. And, yeah, really, I mean, like, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself. Yeah, I'm a big believer. I just haven't heard it in those ways, like sovereign nation of yourself and the queen of yourself. And it's cool ways of saying it. Yeah, cool. All right, well, what would you say for, like, so you have this daily practice of, you know, happiness. And my other question is, what motivates you? What motivates you to keep going and keep serving and keep sharing and keep going?
I think what motivates me is my core belief that, you know, every woman entrepreneur that is called to serve deserves to not only serve but be paid really well for it. You know, so it's kind of like my business mission is the same as my spiritual mission, which is you know, that, you know, those of us who are feel like we're here to serve, we deserve to be prospered for it. And then what also motivates me is just constantly figuring out new ways to make doing business fun and easy for my clients. Because, you know, I always say I'm working on a book right now called If You Want to Get It Done, Make It Fun.
I love that.
Yeah, because, you know, there's so many things we have to do, and so sometimes we just have to trick ourselves into making it fun. Like, I don't love to exercise. I enjoy it, but I can get myself to do it almost every day by watching my TV shows at the same time as I'm on the, you know, workout machine. So it's, you know, and that all comes down to also falling in love with the process. And I love to solve problems and create new things. And I have a big research and development department in my business because I'm like, ooh, what about this? What about that? And I let myself have that, but I don't let it take over my whole business because then I wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah, that's cool that you like that R&D, that research and development part. Yeah.
It's a blast.
Mm-hmm. So we are really meant to prosper and give. And I love what you said, like, how we were born to do this, and, like, this is our divine calling, and so
yeah.
Good. So tell us, I know you've, like, put together a super juicy gift. Would you care to share about that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So for those of you who really want to dig into understanding your mindset and understanding really how to shift it to support you, because it's yours, it might as well support you, we have a free training webinar called 3 Ways Your Mindset is Blocking You from Getting Clients and Making Money and How to Break Through to a Profitable Business. And they can find that at tinyurl.com/moneyismyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll also have it on the speaker page as well for everyone. So, yeah, or you can do the tiny URL, but we'll have it with your interview as well. And then tell us, what's your website?
It's jennaugust.com.
That's easy. Well, awesome, Blossom. Thank you so much for an amazing connection and interview and your juicy gems. I love hearing your perspective, and I think it was really inspiring for everyone, so thank you.
It's so my pleasure, and it's always so fun to connect with you, and I so appreciate what a champion you are for women's success, and you're awesome.
Hey, thank you so much, and thanks for the good laugh. And be sure to... Yes, Jen, we're going to be at our Facebook party at Pop Your Biz Betty's, and I know you'll love it in there. And everyone, have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for being here. Peace,
bye,
love, blessings. Namaste.
Woo-hoo.